This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, we both lived in this community a long, long time, and I've been longing for even more healthy food options, and I think we might have gotten a big answer on with today's guest. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Super excited about this. A much healthier choice to many of the other, I don't know, chicken restaurants out there.
Well, there's an awful lot of those, as we know, but this one promises to be pretty intriguing. Let's get to it. We're joined today by Lauren Fernandez. She's the president and co-founder of the Origin Development Group. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. I appreciate you stopping by. We got a lot of exciting things going on. So grateful for your time and for stopping by the studio. Before we get into our big conversation about this healthy food option that we've been talking about, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and what Origin Development Group's all about.
I'm an Emory grad. I came up to Atlanta around 2002 to go to law school here at Emory. And I also finished the Goizueta MBA program. And after grad school, ended up staying here, practiced law for quite a few years, including at Focus Brands, where I was the general counsel and head of franchise administration. And when I left the company about 2.5 years ago, I was looking to do something a little bit more entrepreneurial that involved my business background. And one of my mentors suggested to me that I actually get into buying a restaurant and get a little bit more operations experience. And it seemed like a crazy idea until the idea would not get out of my head. And so I started looking around and I vetted a number of different restaurants for myself, ran a bunch of pro formas, and was tipped off to Chicken Salad Chick. So I went up to the one in Alpharetta, which at the time was under different ownership, and loved it. I said, oh, now I get it. Now I get why someone makes a Southern deli around just chicken salad, I understand. And I made some inquiries to try and get a restaurant on my own. Called the bank, called the franchisor, tried to get in, couldn't get a really good response and figure out what was going on. It turned out it was because someone else had bought the market. So lo and behold, a couple months later, I was going down another path, looking at another restaurant group to buy into. And I sat at a networking dinner next to a gentleman who's now my partner, Darren DeVore. And he said, you know, tell me what you do. Told him, you know, I have a consulting company, the Fernandez Company, and do law and consulting work in the food product and development area, restaurant development. Told him a little more. He said, well, tell me about some franchises because I've been looking to invest in some franchises. Well, flash forward, we ended up starting Origin Development Group together. He knew the person who had bought the rights to the market. It's just such a small world. So we approached them about becoming partners with them and ended up buying out the entire market about a year later. So it's just complete serendipity. And just one of those things was very fortuitous because Stacy's story and the way that the brand was started in Auburn, Alabama by a single mom and just a real hunger and entrepreneurial spirit to serving others really resonated with me as an entrepreneur and as a female business owner. So it's just a very perfect fit, really. Couldn't sum it up better than that as our first investment for Origin Development Group.
Wow. That's really a neat story. Mm-hmm. So let's dive in a little bit more to Chicken Salad Chick. Tell us more about Chicken Salad Chick.
Yeah, so we are a Southern concept. We serve 12 different flavors of chicken salad, all based 12. Something for everyone. It's all based off our original recipe called Classic Carol. It's all white meat, never frozen, shredded chicken. We had just a smidge of mayonnaise to hold it together, finely minced celery, and our secret seasonings. And then we take that freshly made chicken salad and we derive 12 flavors off of that, ranging from fruit and nut combinations like Fancy Nancy, apples, grapes, pecans, to Sassy Scotty, which has bacon, ranch, and cheddar in it.
Oh,
right.
My.
Amazing. We even make one called Buffalo Barclay, which has buffalo wing sauce in it, which is a great dip too, just not even on a sandwich, but is a wonderful kind of dip with chips and everything.
Yummy.
So good. We offer a lot of other deli options as well. We have fresh garden salads, gourmet soups. We serve 2 gourmet soups every day, mac and cheese. We have egg salad, pimento cheese. But the thing that really makes Chicken Salad Chick different from any of its other deli competitors is you get that full Southern experience when you come into the restaurant. It's the hospitality that makes the difference.
Wow.
12 varieties.
Well, see, this is the problem with being a guy, is that you think, all right, there's just one way you can do this. That's right. Amazing. So there really is something for everyone. I mean, you don't go there and say, oh, I'm just going to get chicken salad. You really have a lot of options, plus the other options too. So there's a lot here. We talk about why this is a healthy option.
Well, we never freeze our chicken. Everything comes in fresh, and we really do make everything in the restaurant every single day. So every afternoon, we start prepping the chicken salad to consume for the next morning. Every morning, we're mixing those 12 flavors that we're serving to our guests. And that really makes a huge difference. None of this is trucked in. None of it is prefabricated. And a lot of love and care and attention goes into making that food. And it is the freshness of the product, I think, that really helps contribute to its healthy profile. Mm-hmm. It works for a lot of diets. It works for a paleo diet, right? It works for gluten-free diets. You know, it's a very popular treat even with our vegetarian friends, because we do have pimento cheese and egg salad as well as our regular garden salads. So we really do have something for everybody. And to prove the point, we sample everything at the register. So when you come in and you're like, I don't know which one I'm going to choose, we stand there and we work through the things that you like, and we sample everything from the soup to the scoops to the salad. It doesn't matter. We'll give you a sample of it.
Wow.
Very cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of marketing books out there that talk about, you know, what is the free bit of food, or what is it you're giving to them to get them hooked? So it's a nice hook, because, you know, are you going to turn down the guy with the meat on the stick that's handing that to you, you know, and walk past, or are you going to stop there and buy from them next time?
Yeah. Tell more about the backstory about the actual chick.
So the original chick, Stacey Brown, is our founder. She is still very involved in the company, but the first restaurant was founded in Auburn, Alabama. And as I mentioned, she was a single mom and was just looking to make ends meet and support her children. So she had this really wonderful family chicken salad recipe, and she started selling it out of her own kitchen. And one day she got a call from the health department and essentially got busted for not having a food permit. And so what happened was, she teamed up with another friend who later became her husband, Kevin Brown, and got some investors and got a space and got a proper food permit. And the first chicken salad was born in Auburn, Alabama. You know, over less than a decade, it's now blossomed into over 60 units across the Southeast. And I think that rapid growth has not only to do with just its reception in local communities. When Chicken Salad Chick shows up in your community, they become part of your community. We try to be little mayors, if we can, of the areas of Atlanta that we live and work in, and really become integrated. And so that's a big part of it, the reception in the local communities. It's also a testament to the awesome franchisees that are in the system. And there's a lot of people who come from all different walks of life who really believe in this brand and its mission and have stood behind it. And whether they have one unit to six units like we do right now, runs the range, everyone is equally invested in the success of the brand. It's a really great family to be a part of.
And concentrated in the Southeast right now. Mm-hmm. But there is a long-term vision to go nationwide?
I would expect so. I'm not the mastermind behind those plans. We certainly have huge plans for growth in this Atlanta market. Origin is the master franchisee for the Atlanta, Athens, and Augusta markets. So we're looking to double our footprint this year for the brand. And that is largely driven by the available real estate in prime areas that we're looking for. So when those areas become available, we move, and mm-hmm. we move quickly. So we will be opening fast and furious 5 to 6 restaurants this year, which will double our footprint, and roll right into next wow. year with probably another 4 to 5.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. And Carol, it's not just bricks and mortar. You guys do some catering too, yes? Tell us about all that.
We do. So one of the things about our new Buckhead location that's particularly special is it's the first time that we've come inside the perimeter with this brand. So a lot of care and consideration was given to not only where the location was, Roswell and Wauka Road, but also to the footprint of the location, accessibility, et cetera. And this is the first one that we've built that has a kitchen designed for catering to push out upwards of 30% catering out of the restaurant.
Wow.
We're anticipating some really heavy demand. And to be perfectly candid, we already take a lot of catering inside the perimeter and drive it quite a ways from either our Roswell location, which is on Hardscrabble and 92, or up in Alpharetta, you know, up 400 corridor. So for us, this is really going to become a beachhead for our major catering operations. We also serve America's Mart. So every month we're in America's Mart and pop-up restaurants as needed for the shows in America's Mart. And for the July shows, and also the January show, we're in 3 to 4 locations inside America's wow. Mart. And that's all catered food. So we have to produce the food in a restaurant, get it in cold trucks that morning and move it straight down to America's Mart so that we can open the restaurants in the Mart. Mm-hmm. So operationally, we're very excited about our catering program. We have a phenomenal catering director, Nuri Gulick, and we have developed a call center, which really is essentially concierge catering. So you call, you get a live human being who knows the chick, who understands. A lot of times it's Nuri herself. We take your order and we direct it to the closest location or to the location that can best serve the guest. So you call one number. You don't have to think about which location to call. The number is 844-41-CHICK. It's pretty easy to remember. And the idea being that, you know, you can be anywhere, have any kind of event and call, and we'll walk you through the whole process. You get an email draft confirmation with an invoice. You can make any corrections you want to make. You get email reminders. It's a pretty slick system we have set up now, and we're really excited to roll it out into inside the perimeter.
So what can people who are dining with you expect to see new and different this year?
So this year, we just launched a brand new menu. Mm-hmm. It went live in all six of our restaurants and across the Atlanta market just within the last week. The new menu has the 12 flavors and a new flavor called Lauren's Lemon Basil. I did not make it, but I'll take credit for it.
It sounds good.
It is delicious. It's a very light and fresh with a little bit of a nut crunch to it. It's really tasty. It's perfect for summer, and it goes great on top of our garden salad. It's fantastic. And we added spicy pimento cheese, which really is a huge fan favorite. That's a very Southern thing. And you can turn any one of our scoops now into a BLT sandwich, which is to die for. You haven't had anything until you've had an egg salad BLT or a spicy pimento BLT. It's just delicious.
Yummy.
So a lot of really great menu refreshes right now. You know, and I think in addition to that, we're putting a lot of emphasis on our customer service and really working to deliver that Southern hospitality in our dining rooms. And that is the difference that you should feel when you have lunch or dinner in a chicken salad chick as opposed to another deli concept.
All right. So this location you just referenced in Buckhead, this is your first location inside the perimeter, yes?
Yes, it is. And we're very excited. We've been cautiously optimistic and looking for exactly the right spot to make that move inside the perimeter. This is a new population for us. It's a new, very active, very dynamic demographic where we have a lot of office work, right? Office workers for that daytime lunch segment, but also a really large and strong residential community for the evening segment. So we're very excited. Again, this location had a lot of thought and effort that went into it, but it's part of our larger plan to not only develop inside the perimeter for chicken salad chick where appropriate, but, you know, we're looking at, for example, inside the perimeter, the Cumberland and Vinings area. We're also looking outside the perimeter to fill in more of that northern arc, the northern suburbs, and up the 400 corridor. So we've got a lot. These next six locations will be very strategically placed to help come bring the chick to where our guests live, work, and play.
All right. Well, I've come to the best part of this whole conversation that Lauren, now my new favorite chicken salad chick, has brought a whole bunch of samples here for us to try. This looks absolutely outstanding. Hard to do this on radio. We will share a picture of some of this food. Lauren, why don't you kind of walk us through what we've got so far?
Yeah, so what we have here for you today is a really great catering tray. We are available at thechickcaters.com and 844-41-CHICK for concierge catering services. And we brought you a scoop sampler today. So we have our Buffalo Barclay chicken salad, which is great dip. It also is delicious on wheat bread. We have our pimento cheese, cranberry Kelly, which is cranberry and slivered almonds, egg salad, Olivia's Old South, which is a little bit of egg and sweet pickled relish in the chicken salad. It's a very traditional, it's a winner. It's so delicious. And then we have our original flavor, which is our classic Carol. And then again, we also brought you some of our sides. So here we make all of our pasta, grape salad, and broccoli salad fresh daily as well. So these are the things that we are even more famous for than perhaps even the chicken salad, believe it or not, because this broccoli salad is to die for. And then the grape salad, or as my daughter calls it, grape dessert, because it is just that good, is covered in this delicious cream cheese kind of frosting with brown sugar and crushed pecans on top. And that's a real winner too. So bon appetit.
Wow. Well, thank you again for doing
cookies
this. Then there's the cookies.
Yeah, we have a buttercream frosted cookie.
All right. Well, I think what I'm going to do, Carol, is I'm going to go with the original.
You're going
to
the original?
I'm going to start with that, and then you pick a different one, and then we'll do that on the air. And then when we go off the air, I'm going to finish everything. So
here's a little bit of your classic Carol for you.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, I'm ready, Carol.
And what would you like, classic?
Let me try the, what's the one to the right of
this
Classic?
This is the Lauren's Lemon Basil.
Let's try that.
I am Lauren. I feel like you should try
the one
that's named after
me. I think so too.
Just kidding.
Cheers.
It's actually spelled a little differently than my name, but it's still, all the guests still think it's my chicken salad.
They're
so
spelling it wrong if it's
just,
not spelled
we just go with it.
Excellent. All right, let's see what we got.
Cheers.
All right.
If I could eat this and not make a mess.
Yeah, editor, we're going to make a lot of noise here, so bear with us.
Oh my goodness. That's good.
Oh my.
I'm going to hand you a little pimento cheese here.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, so I can vouch for the Carol. Is it Classic?
That's the Classic Carol. That's the original recipe that started it all in Stacy's kitchen in Auburn, Alabama.
And I'm going to close the episode by having a little bit of this pimento cheese.
Looks great.
Mm. You can get the pimento cheese as a pimento cheese ball. Mm-hmm. And it is rolled in crispy bacon and crushed pecans. You will be the hit of the party if you show up with that bad boy. Trust me.
Holy cow.
I never leave home without it. Shows up with me at every party I go to.
Let me try the one that has the pickle relish.
Yes,
in it.
Ma'am.
You can just put a little bit right there.
Okay, absolutely. Well, while
let's
Carol's
try that out.
Well,
sample.
I've been working my way around the plate here.
Well, Carol's continuing
good
to feed. Lauren, unfortunately, you and I have to wrap things up. Thank you again for this very generous offering. Trust me, we'll become big advocates for what you guys are doing here and appreciate you bringing something healthy and exciting to the marketplace. So before I let you go, should anyone have any questions and need to contact you, how do they find you? Where do they learn more about the Origin Development Group? And most importantly, where can they get information on Chicken Salad Chick?
We are available at thechickcaters.com. That is our full function catering website. It has the story of the brand and all of our catering options available for you. You can even order online if you don't want to speak to a person, but we'd love to hear from you at 844-41-CHICK. You can always reach us and the larger plans for Origin Development Group at origindevelopmentgroup.com. And you can reach me anytime at lauren@origindevgroup.com.
Lauren Fernandez, president and co-founder of the Origin Development Group. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping
by. Thank you. Thank you so much. Enjoy your meal.
We sure will. All right. And if you heard a little rustling in the background, that's Carol continuing to feast. So that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Lauren Fernandez, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.